This is an idea based on the work I've done in social care. It needs working up properly. There's no doubt about the fact that you can cut the time it takes police officers to process forms, to process statements, to get it through to report stage by probably 60 to 75%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as costly as you might think. Yes, there's a significant investment, but as I've just said, if you can get another 70 to 100 more police officers out on the streets because of that investment, actually it saves money down the line. So there's a one-off investment which you find. Same story I had here 2.5 years ago, haven't got the money. Well, let's find the money. We found the money, the productivity gains are starting to come through. That's how we've contributed via that to the 30 million savings I've overseen this last 2.5 years in social care. Right thing to do. We shouldn't be archaic in the year 2012.
The critics will say that it's any kind of outlay when people are losing jobs is difficult for them to weigh up. I mean, is there an answer to that?
Well, I would ask people, those critics that might say that, do they want better policing in Staffordshire? Do they want more police officers actually doing policing rather than sitting behind desks? I think it's a real problem if they say no. I know that every single person out there on the street and all the canvassing I did over the last weekend, this has gone down really well because actually it's common sense. The difficulty is getting people to believe it's possible. And then I will point them towards what I've done the last 2.5 years and say, yeah, it's possible. We've done it. We haven't cut huge frontline services like the rest of the country has in social care. Mm-hmm. We've made efficiencies elsewhere. So the critics can say that. I will debate and argue that anywhere, anytime they want to, because it's proven we're in a different place in Staffordshire with social care than we are the rest of the country.